George, I'm in Cyprus. It's right between Anaheim and Buena Park, between Knott's Berry Farm and Disneyland.
I know those spots. Well, welcome to the show.
It's a pleasure to talk to you. I've talked to you before. I love your show, and I've been into the paranormal and UFOs since I was a little kid, but I called about your Scared of the Dark. And when I was about 5 years old, about once a month, my parents would take me up to my grandmother's in Bakersfield, and they took me up when I was about five for my birthday, and they gave me one of my relatives gave me a doll that was a clown. And as soon as I opened the box, I didn't like it at all. It scared me.
I don't blame you. A clown doll.
A clown doll. One of those really weird clown dolls. So they had the room I was sleeping in at my grandmother's. They put it up on the shelf, and in the middle of the night, the thing started glowing in the dark, jumped off the shelf, started running around in the room, started talking to me. Scared the living daylight. I went screaming, running out of the room and yelling, and my relatives that had given me the clown, they felt bad the next day that I didn't like it. And, but my mom and dad kept saying, oh, you gotta take it, it's a present. So we only stay a day or two, and, when we got ready to leave, I hid it underneath the bed in Bakersfield and left it there and came home.
You didn't want anything to do with it.
I didn't want anything to do with it. But then, and then as I got older, I saw UFOs when I was real young, maybe 9, 10 years old in the daytime, and saw them more than once as I got older, actually viewed them with binoculars. And could see, you know, they weren't just lights or orbs, they were actual saucers. And anyway, I've been into that for a long time, and when I was 20, I'm 56 now, I went to Hawaii, and I lived in Hawaii for 30 years, and there's a lot of stories and things about myths about ghosts, and there's where I was on the Big Island,
you
they
are,
have
you're
these
right.
guys called the Puna Walkers.
When I was at Oahu a few months ago, they were telling me some incredible ghost stories out there.
Yep. There's spirits all over the place, and you learn to live with the land, or Hawaii will spit you out. You know, it'll scare you. But anyway, when I first got there, I was about 20, and I was going all around and up in the jungle and camping out and hearing all these stories from the Hawaiians that I met. And one was about the Puna Walkers, and if you see them, they come out at night and they march single file carrying these like big tiki torches. And if you run into them, you're supposed to lay face down on the ground and not look up at them, because if you do, you'll die.
You'll die right on the spot?
Right. If they come right by you, like if you're on a trail and, you know, they come your way and come walking towards you or right next to you, you're supposed to take all your clothes off.
Oh, come
on.
And lay
flat on the ground with your face on the ground and not look up until they've passed.
And then, of course, they take off with your wallet.
But anyway, I saw the Puna Walkers, but they were, you know, a long distance away on a trail in this really remote place that I was camping after I had heard about them. I know that's who they were. And then I was camping at a beach park one night, and I had seen them before, the shadow people.
Right.
And I had seen them before, and I was trying to overcome, from the time I was a little kid, the fear of dark. And when I moved to Hawaii, I lived outside in the dark at night, just with a little campfire or flashlight. And in this park, I saw, I camped there for at least a week, I saw three or four times these shadow people running around in the park. And one night, I got behind a tree, I saw one of them. It was about 3.5 feet tall. I could just see his outline, couldn't really tell much about him, but
yeah.
At the beach park they have a shower, and he went over to the shower and was taking a shower.
A little shadow person taking a shower. Let me tell you something, you've sure seen some strange things in your life. Thanks for the call, appreciate it.